Hey folks, Dan Furrow here with your market update for November 20th, 2024. So as we said yesterday at the closing bell, rates went down a little bit. What are they going to do today? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. But unfortunately, there's no economic news. Let's get over to it. The economic calendar right through here is all we have today is crude oil inventories. So I thought I'd take a little spin off and talk about real estate in today's video. So my name is Dan Furrow. I'm actually a loan officer. I'd love to win your business if you're out there looking to buy that first house, maybe first investment property, looking to refinance, debt consolidation. I'd love to help you. And I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. So what we want to talk about right now, because there is no economic news, how much do realtors charge? Okay, realtor agent fees, how much should you pay them? So here's what happened in the last year. So previously to the settlement with realtors was this. If I was looking to buy a house, I would contact a realtor and say, hey, I'm looking to buy a house. And they'd say, okay, I'll pick you up. Let's go look at some homes. That was about it. Now what happens is when you meet with a realtor, they're going to say, okay, we need to sit down and write up a contract. How much are you going to pay me? How much of this? And so that's what we're going to talk about. So I don't know if you know, but there is no set legal limit. It's basically negotiations. So here's what I would ask you to do. Watch my videos every day. Educate yourself as much as you can in real estate. Then when you go out to hire a realtor, you have all your arsenal, because here's how negotiations work. My job is to get the best price and best situation for me. Your job is to get the best or lowest cost, say, in this item, and that benefits you. So this is how it works. So if you come in with a lot of arsenal, you have all your ducks in a row, you might have it stand a better chance of getting a little bit of a smaller commission when it comes to realtors. So that's on that front. Now here, if you're looking to buy a house in 2025, here's the scary part. You already thought it was getting basically hard to find a house. I like talking about the haves and have-nots. I want to get the have-nots to the have column as much as I possibly can that I can physically do. So I come up with videos, educational tutorials, live events to help you guys understand the market. Here's what's happening in today's market. Look right at the top there. You see single family built homes to rent. Okay, this is how much it's ticked up. So back in the 90s, there was about 5% of the homes were built to rent. Now, what are we at? We're about 9%. So it's doubled over those years. Also, what we're seeing is multifamily properties are getting built more than single family homes. So if you're looking for a single family home, here's what's happening. You don't have people living in those homes, selling them because of rates. You don't have new construction in a lot of these areas because they can't build them fast enough. What they're building is rent to own and multi-unit buildings. So I did post a video yesterday talking about multi-unit buildings and how you could buy that maybe for your first home. And think about it, if you bought a 2-unit, 3-unit, 4-unit, many of the programs only require maybe 3.5%, up to 5% down of a down payment. So think if you could buy a 4-unit building on an FHA loan with 3.5% down. The cash flow alone's probably going to make those payments for you. So check out the video I did last night. I'll try to put that right up here so you can understand how multi-units work. Okay, so let's get to the news that we're seeing right now. U.S. closes embassy in Kiev over potential significant airstrikes from Russia. So this happened a couple days ago when Vladimir Putin came in and said, you know, there might be nuclear war. So what happens, here's textbook of what normally happens. You see equities, which are stocks, coming down, pulling off. People are selling stocks because they're like, we just want to put our money into safe havens. And they'll move it over to bonds. Those bonds could be treasuries, corporate bonds, or mortgage bonds. Okay, so that's where the money should be going. What's actually taking place? Treasury yields rise as investors weigh political tension. So it's kind of a conundrum there, because the markets, let's see how the Dow Jones is doing right through here. Let's go to the top. So in a market like this, these should be down and the bond yields should be actually getting better. Okay, so we have basically, wow. The markets are just completely unchanged. I've never seen that, where all markets are completely unchanged. You have the Russell up 18 ticks and you have the VIX at 26. So this is really weird. You go to the cryptos. Cryptos are, it's almost $95,000 a coin. Remember, we bought this in our portfolio, and I'll do that again on Friday. We're going to go over our portfolio positions. We bought this position at $64,000 about 65 days ago. So we've done substantially well there. Let's see how oil is doing right now, because we're focused in on inflation on the global scale. So oil a little changed right through here. It's up 1% at 70. I hope it stays 70 bucks a barrel or less. I don't like it going over there, because that becomes inflationary. Then the bond market, you have yields all the way across the board up. So it's very confusing, because usually you have prices, people buy, sell stocks, and they buy bonds. When you buy bonds, let's go over and I'll explain to you how this works. So here's what we're seeing in the bond market right now for mortgages. You can go through it down through here. There's really no data here that we see. But you go through here. Here's what's happening in the mortgage bond market. Now, why do we follow this? It's because the yield on this thing is basically the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So let's get over to this and let me expand this out so you can see it. So this is a mortgage bond. Okay, so what happens with bonds? Here's how bonds work. As people buy bonds, buy more and more and more bonds, it increases the price because there's more demand. What happens then? The yield comes down. So with bonds, here's how it works. I'll explain it. This one right here. This is a mortgage bond. Okay. What you're seeing right now is it's going down. What is it right now? 20 ticks. So that means the price of the bond is down 20 ticks. It means mortgage rates are going up. There's an inverse or a yin yang relationship between the price and the yield. So right now there was a big move just down, and you saw it right through here. We went from basically almost par, meaning zero, to down 20. So that'll usually self-correct in the morning. There's a lot of volatility. About 10 o'clock, usually most banks will start coming out and posting their rates to get rid of this volatility right through here. So we'll continue to monitor this throughout the day. I'll let you know where things go there. So if you want to reach out to me for some assistance, if you need some help, like I said, buying that first house, maybe you want to refinance, or you're thinking, okay, well, what point can I refinance? Or maybe you're just kicking the tires saying, do I even qualify? Well, check us out. Go to therateupdate.com. And like I said, the good news is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So it doesn't matter where you live, we can help you. So up through here, we changed the top a little bit. You can go to the Apply Now tab. What you're going to do is be launched right out to an application link. You can go to the Grant Finder. There's multiple grants in here. So if you're looking to buy that first house, please check these out before you do anything. If you've already locked in your loan, what you're going to get is a loan estimate from a lender. If you want us to review it and see if we can get you maybe a better rate or lower fees, you can upload it right through there. We did just add this. So if you want to schedule a consultation call with me or one of our team, just click here. You'll be able to schedule a consultation call with everybody on our team. And there's only about 3 or 4 people on the team. So you'll be able to go through there, right through there. And then other resources right through here. But if you want to get the ball rolling, click the Apply Now tab or click the Schedule Consultation. If you'd rather just call us, you can do that as well. You can just scroll down to the bottom of the website, and our 800 number is right down at the bottom, and it's down there somewhere. It is right there. It's 844-775-5626, or you can reach me at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, folks. I'll see you later today at the closing bell. God bless. Have a safe day out there.